Athabasca. After a break, a former Athabasca County Councillor is ready to sit at the table again, provided he is successful in the October 18 election. Brian Barry represented Division 4 for 6 years, from 2004 to 2010 when he was replaced by outgoing Councillor Christy Bilski, and the break has given him time to recharge his batteries while keeping a pulse on what is going on. I chair the Subdivision Appeal Board with Athabasca County and Lac La Biche County and sit on the Tax Assessment Review Board for Westlock County and Athabasca County as well, Barry said in a September 15 interview. He added his decision to run was never based on Bilski's performance, but his own desire to contribute to the community. Christy has done a good job, he said. I still have some attributes to bring the county, and I see a few other candidates talking about economic development, and I'm super big on that. Barry said he was an ardent supporter of pushing to bring high-speed internet to the area, proof things take a long time to happen as the concerns are still relevant. I really pushed hard to get some high-speed internet, and I look back at it nowadays, and especially with this COVID thinking, boy was this ever smart. We got into doing something, not just relying on big business coming in or having to spend a lot of county money. Barry was also around to help Alberta Pacific Forest Industries, ALPAC, unwrap from some red tape preventing them from contributing extra energy back to the electrical grid. I really give former Fort McMurray Athabasca MP Brian Jean credit for meeting with us and ALPAC and wanting to get this money to ALPAC, he said. Barry then got all the players in a room in Leduc to figure out the energy issue, and within 2 months power poles were going up, he said. Sometimes you go above and beyond at what you're supposed to do just to put people's heads together to make things happen, said Barry. I think ALPCC has been a great success. That's why they're successful now, they're selling electricity. He also wants to see opportunities for young people to stay or return to Athabasca, and hopes with some discussion there can be a resolution to the Keep Athabasca in Athabasca University campaign, and sometimes campaigns like this may need the support of other municipalities. You can work with other municipalities and make a big difference, and I think this is really important, he said. It might not be important to some other municipalities, but at conferences, conventions, it is an opportunity when you can work, socialize, and interact and put pressure on our government to make sure that they don't pull the university out of here. Barry also floated the idea of revamping council like some other municipalities have done, and having a reeve elected by the ratepayers instead of by fellow council members. I would like to see this county work on or discuss having an elected reeve. A lot of counties do it, and redefining our boundary lines, said Barry. At the end of the day though, Barry has the experience, he says, and hopes he is given the opportunity to step back into the role. Barry will be up against newcomer Keith Plowman in the race to represent Division 4. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca